Psalms chapter 85. We want to preach on revival again. Bring out a few thoughts and refresh your minds a little bit on what we're going to be expecting this week and what we're looking forward to. In Psalms chapter 85, I'd like to read the entire psalm. Lord, Thou hast been favorable unto Thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of Thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Selah. When you see the word Selah there, a lot of times I've heard some that would just skip that word. They wouldn't read it. But that's a very important word. It means think about it. Think about it. Think about that. Or it also means go back, and that's worth repeating. It's worth repeating. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation. If we're going to have revival, the Lord is going to have to turn us. He's going to have to turn us. If you're going to be saved, the Lord is going to have to turn you. And so He says, turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause Thine anger toward us to cease. Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? Now He asked a few questions. Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? You know, we can grieve the Lord. We can anger the Lord by our actions, by the way that we live, by the sin that's in our life. And so He says, Wilt Thou be angry with us forever? Wilt Thou draw out Thine anger to all generations? Wilt Thou not revive us again? Wilt Thou not revive us again, that Thy people may rejoice in Thee? Show us. Now notice here, he said, turn us. And then He says, Wilt Thou be angry with us? And then He said, revive us. And then He said, show us. Show us Thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us Thy salvation. Grant us deliverance. Grant us deliverance from our sin. Grant us deliverance. And so I desire that the Lord revive us. I desire that the Lord show us mercy. Show us Thy mercy, O Lord. And grant us Thy salvation. Grant us Thy salvation. Grant us deliverance. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for He will speak peace unto His people and to His saints. But let them not turn again to folly. But let them not turn again to folly. Who does that remind you of? Huh? Does that remind you of a bunch of Gentiles? Does that remind you of us? That we turn again to folly. Surely His salvation is nigh them that fear Him, that glory may dwell in the land. That glory may dwell in the land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before Him and shall set us in the way of His steps. And shall set us in the way of His steps. The Lord is going to have to set us in the way of His steps. You don't all of a sudden decide yourself that you're going to really start serving the Lord. The Lord is going to have to be merciful to us. The Lord is going to have to grant us deliverance. The Lord is going to have to cease that anger that He has toward us. Y'all see all of that? All the us's there in this chapter. And so He's going to have to set us in the way of His steps. Now, I want to notice in verse 6 tonight, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" They knew what it meant to be revived. We can see very clearly here that they knew what it meant, because they had been revived before. They knew what it felt to be revived before. And no doubt each one of us have experienced revival down through our Christian life, when we felt that our own life was revived and we were in a spirit of revival in our own life. And so they knew what it meant to be revived. And when they were revived, it caused rejoicing in the Lord. Notice that. "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" So when they were revived, it caused rejoicing in the Lord. And that's what we want. That's what we want this week. That's what we desire this week. We want to be revived, that it might cause rejoicing in our heart. There's not a feeling like it, is there? When you're rejoicing in the Lord, when you're praising the Lord, when you're honoring and glorifying the Lord with your life, there's nothing like it. There's not an experience like it. There's not a feeling like it for the child of God to be able to rejoice. But we can be in a condition sometime in our life to where there's sin in our life and we're not able to rejoice. We get rid of that sin. We get that sin out of our life. We get revived. And then the rejoicing comes. And so we see here also that they ask the only one that can send revival. I want you to notice that. "Wilt thou?" "Wilt thou?" They didn't go to the psalmist, did they? No. They didn't go to Jeremiah. They didn't go to Isaiah. They didn't go to any of these brethren. They went to the Lord. And they said, "Lord, wilt thou revive us?" So they knew where the revival came from. Do we recognize that tonight? Do we recognize that if we're going to have revival in our individual life, and if we're going to have a revival as a church, that it's going to have to come from the Lord? "Wilt thou revive us again?" Now, is that the way you've been praying? "Lord, will you be pleased to revive me? Will you be pleased to revive our church?" And so they knew where they had to go to get the revival. Now, we may just have a series of messages. You know, it's possible. But I desire to have revival. "Wilt thou, Lord, give us revival?" We need a revival. And I'm expecting the Lord this week to bless us with His Spirit. What are you expecting? I'm expecting the Lord to convict us, that we might get our hearts right with the Lord. I'm expecting the Lord to do that. I'm expecting the Lord to save lost souls. And so we need to come expecting revival. Come expecting revival. You say, well, Brother Jones, I've come to revival meetings and I've been in a lot of revival meetings. I've been in probably 100 revivals since I've been saved. Now I'm talking about revival. I'm talking about a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of attitude. I'm talking about the Spirit of God working in our midst, working in our own individual life. That's what I'm talking about. Now we want to notice also the purpose of this revival is what? The purpose of this revival is to glorify God. To glorify Him. To honor Him. And I believe that He is still in the business of reviving His churches. I believe also that He has not only a purpose for our revival, but I believe He also has a plan for revival. There must be just what we've been doing the last 2 weeks. We must be praying. We must be praying. I believe that's very important. There must be proper preparation. Look in the book of Mark. Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. And let's notice verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Now, have you had any doubt in your heart that we're going to have revival? Now, I want you to notice some things here. And he says, and shall have, and not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now, we have all been praying for revival. Have you really believed that? Have you really had faith? Are you really trusting the Lord to revive you? Or were you just saying words? Now, He said He would give it to us. Whatever we would ask. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, how y'all been praying? Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Now, have you really, 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 really been desiring revival? When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So, if we've really been praying that the Lord would revive us, He said He would revive us. He would give them to us. Or He would give it to us. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. You got aught against your brothers? Have you got aught against any of your sisters? Get it right. Because if you don't get it right, you're not going to receive a revival. You're not going to receive a revival. The Lord's not going to revive you with a bunch of sin in your life. You've got the sin of unforgiveness in your heart. He's not going to give you revival. He's not going to give our church revival. Did y'all see that? That's very clear, isn't it? There must be preparation. Turn with me to the book of Malachi. The last book of the Old Testament. Look at chapter 3. Now notice, even from the days in verse 7, chapter 3 of Malachi, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But he said, wherein shall ye return? Return unto me, and I will return unto you. We got to return unto him. We've got to repent. And he will return unto us. Also, revival does not come by the power that we can work up. Not at all. Now, turn with me to the book of Zechariah. Zechariah, that's on page 967 in the Scofield Bible. Zechariah chapter 4. Let's look at verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. So if we're going to have revival, it's going to be by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is going to have to work in every single one of our lives if we're going to have revival. And power comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord. In fact, in the book of Psalms, chapter 62. In Psalms, chapter 62. Turn back here to Psalm 62. And I like this verse here. And verse 11. God has spoken once. Twice have I heard this. That power belongeth unto God. That power belongeth unto God. So the power comes from God. If we have revival, it's going to be by His Spirit. Not by the power that we can work up
within ourselves. And so, it's possible for us to have revival. The Lord said in the book of Matthew, with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. And that is including revival. It's possible for us to have revival. The Lord said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He changes not. So when we have revival, the Lord is going to be glorified. Each one of us are going to be stirred. The Lord is going to be lifted up. And that's what revival is all about. In fact, that's what serving the Lord is all about. Lifting the Lord up. Honoring Him. Glorifying Him. And so the Lord's going to be glorified. We're going to be stirred up. The Lord's going to be lifted up. The devil's going to be defeated. And sin is going to be put down. And that's what revival is all about. And I know every one of you know everything I just said. Everything that I've just preached. You've had it preached to you. And you know that. You know that's the truth. But you know what happens to us? This old flesh gets in the way. Doesn't it? Deep down in every heart here that's saved by the grace of God, there's a desire in that heart to want to have revival. To have the Spirit of God stir our hearts and give us revival in our own hearts. But that revival is going to have to start with each one of us individually. It's going to have to start in me. It's going to have to start in you. So let us all go home tonight, examine ourselves, and see if these desires are in our heart. He said if we would ask for it, if we would believe it, He said He'd give it to us.